sidewalk heaven. You can see him right there next to the McDonald's on 4th Avenue North and 20th Street, right in the middle of the ruins of a large downtown area in the very heart of Dixie. You can see him if you take the time to drive downtown, which practically nobody does voluntarily, since most folks seem to prefer the air-conditioned malls where air-conditioned Taiwan-produced merchandise is purchased, because air-conditioned television ads tell them it's important to purchase new sanitized stuff that's just been manufactured and will just go right out of style the moment the purchase has been made. You can see him if you get into your air-conditioned vehicle and venture away from the white flight suburbs and dare, yes, dare, to drive downtown, where just a few decades ago, everybody went to see everybody else and to purchase American-made merchandise because on air-conditioned radio ads told them it's important to purchase new stuff that will last and last and last until one day perhaps the style will alter a little, but of course that won't happen until the merchandise has just about worn out because, you see, back then, merchandise was made to last till it dropped, not until it had been forced out of the market by new styles and new ads, new fads. Yes, you can see him this very morning, right there next to McDonald's. If you can find a reason to get downtown and look around, he's lying there, flat on his back on the sidewalk, just inside an alcove of an old building next to McDonald's. And he looks dead, except for the fact that one arm is stuck straight up, and a lighted cigarette is being held firmly within direct view of his upturned face. He has his eyes closed, and there's a look of satisfaction on his face, since he's just eaten some kind of mass-produced food, judging from the McDonald's wrappers lying there right next to him, and the half-full paper coffee cup sitting nearby. He's just had his own meal in his own dining room of a city, and is lying there on his own city king-sized bed, and his ceiling is as high as the sunny sky, and his shade is provided at his leisure by a tall building that nobody can take away from him, since he doesn't own it in the first place, and it isn't going any place in the second place. One good breakfast, one good cup of java, one good cigarette and a nice hot Birmingham day at his disposal, and the next moment is hours away. And isn't right this second just wonderful? And aren't all those ragtags passing by in their air-conditioned vehicles just plain missing the second that's so important, so precious, so long?